The BFG. Roald Dahl. Sophie, squinting through the glare of the sun, saw several tremendous tall figures moving among the rocks about 500 yards away. Three or four others were sitting quite motionless on the rocks themselves.
"This is giant country," the BFG said. "Those is all giants, every one."
It was a brain-boggling sight. The giants were all naked except for a sort of short skirt around their waists, and their skins were burnt by the sun. But it was the sheer size of each one of them that boggled Sophie's brain most of all. They were simply colossal, far taller and wider than the big friendly giant upon whose hand she was now sitting. Many of them had large bellies. All of them had long arms and big feet. They were too far away for their faces to be seen clearly, and perhaps that was a good thing.
"What on earth are they doing?" Sophie asked.
"Nothing," said the BFG. "They's just moochling and foochling around and waiting for the night to come. Then they will all be galloping off to places where people is living to find their suppers."
"You mean to Turkey?" Sophie asked.
"Bone-crunching giant will be galloping to Turkey, of course," said the BFG. "But the others will be whiffling off to all sorts of flung-away places like Wellington for the booty flavour and Panama for the hattie taste. Every giant is having his own favourite hunting ground."
"Do they ever go to England?" Sophie asked.
"Often," said the BFG. "They say the English is tasting ever so wonderfully of cod scallop